Good morning, Bahamas. It is Thursday, April 19th, 2012. Welcome to Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Dwight Strawn. My co-hosts Alicia Hart and Lester Cox will join me in a moment. But coming up this morning, the candidates' financial disclosures are out. Who's worth more today in this recessionary period than they were 5 years ago? We'll talk about that. The DNA pledging to be tough on crime, Parkinson's disease in the Bahamas, and is it finally time for a nationalized public bus system in New Providence? But first, it's time for your overnight, the latest breaking news from while you were sleeping, at the top national and international headlines this morning. In the overnight, the financial disclosures are out for the 133 candidates in the May 7th general election. On the list, 56 millionaires, and they come from all three of the parties with full slates of candidates, the FNM, PLP, and DNA, as well as some independents. That number, 56, is up from the 43 millionaires who sought seats in the House in 2007, when 110 candidates were nominated. Leading the list of millionaires is independent candidate for Mangrove Key and South Andros, Whitney Bastien. He declared a net worth of $11.4 million. Bastien is followed by Minister of Health and Killarney MP, Dr. Hubert Minnis of the FNM, with a net worth of $10.9 million. To find out more about the candidates' financial disclosures, be sure to pick up today's Nassau Guardian. Full details in there today. Prime Minister Ingram says there will be no oil drilling in Bahamian waters if his party is re-elected to office. The Prime Minister telling the Nassau Guardian following his walkabout in Bain and Grantstown, the country's waters are too pristine and important to allow drilling for oil. The Prime Minister's walkabout through Bain and Grantstown had to be diverted yesterday. That's after 200 PLP supporters led by area MP Dr. Bernard Nottage gathered in the area. The group shouted in protest of the Prime Minister's presence in the area. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Ingram promising the next FNM administration will spend $120 million on 11 new vessels for the Defense Force. At a rally in North Eleuthera last night, Prime Minister also promised to spend $20 million to deepen Coral Harbor. He promised this will help the Defense Force in its fight against poaching. Four of the new vessels are expected to arrive early next year. The DNA says it'll be tougher on crime if elected. During the party's march against murder yesterday, DNA leader Branville McCartney promised the death penalty for murderers and tougher sentences for sex offenders. Overseas, bombing struck several areas in Baghdad and to the north Thursday, killing at least 30 people. It's the first major attacks in Iraq in nearly a month. In all, officials said extremists launched 12 attacks in the Iraqi capital and other cities. Nearly 100 people were wounded in the rapid-fire explosions that unfolded over an hour and 15 minutes. No immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, but officials say they resembled those carried out by Al-Qaeda. In the U.S., tributes continue to pour in for legendary entertainer Dick Clark. Clark died Wednesday of a heart attack at 82. He revolutionized television and music, and was host and producer of classic TV shows like American Bandstand, The $20,000 Pyramid, and the American Music Awards. That's the overnight. It's time now for a look at weather. In your weather for today, a weak high pressure system over the area will continue to provide some pleasant conditions through today. Expect mostly sunny and warm conditions today with a slight chance of a shower. Chance of rain increasing through the end of the week and the weekend especially. Today, winds east to southeast at 10 to 15 knots in the northwest Bahamas and easterly at 10 to 15 knots in the central and southeastern islands. Seas 2 to 4 feet. Currently outside our studios in Oaksfield, it's 70 degrees. We're expecting highs to get up to 82 today with your overnight low getting down to 64. That's a look at your morning weather. When we come back, we'll talk about the candidates' financial disclosure figures. That's when Morning Blend continues here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
People united in love and service.
Today, more and more Bahamians are sharing in the wealth of our nation. And in the years to come, more Bahamians from all walks of life will have opportunities to participate fully in the economic development of the Bahamas.
Pulse believes in a government that creates greater wealth distribution for more Bahamians. Log on to www.pulsebahamas.org.
I need more time.
Time for what?
I need a mortgage loan, but I just can't seem to get to the bank.
Girl, RBC Finco has a mortgage center in the Prince Charles Shopping Center.
So what's the big deal?
Extended hours during the week from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they're open on Saturdays too from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you can't get there, they'll come to you.
Extended hours and they'll come to me too?
RBC Finco has been helping Bahamians to build their dreams for more than 50 years.
Girl, call the experts first.
9 million, 5 million.
VFNM's roadworks. Nearly $100 million over budget. Digging up the same roads again and again. Businesses closed, jobs lost. Unbelievable. Sinking the country deeper in debt to pay millions to Brent Simonet and a foreign contractor. Unthinkable. VFNM, they deliver, just not for Bahamians. This is a paid political announcement by the Progressive Liberal Party.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9 and streaming live on www.guardiantalkradio.com. I'm Dwight Strawn and I'm joined by Alicia Hart and Lester Cox, and it's time to talk about what's in the news. Good morning.
Good morning, Dwight and Lester.
Morning.
6:09 here on a Thursday morning. This week has gone by quickly, but it's also dragged on.
It seems as if it went very slowly. Yeah.
Well, the big story of the news today, of course, the disclosures are finally here, the candidates' financial disclosures, and we have 56 millionaires.
That's wonderful.
Buying for seats in the House of Assembly.
I congratulate them all. I'm happy they're millionaires among us in the House of Assembly.
And it's more than the 43 we had in 2007.
Yes. I don't begrudge them at all. They work hard for their millions.
The big number continues, 56. It continues the Bahamian tradition of wealth in politics. I mean, if you look back in our history, you'll find that that we had a lot of independents in Parliament, and most of them, if not all, were unpaid. Mm-hmm. And so primarily what happened is you got your wealth through political influence and controlling the economy. So the tradition continues.
Well, that can't speak to those persons who are running as independents. There are some of those as well.
Right. In fact, an independent leading the list,
yes,
with the highest net worth, all declared, Whitney Bastian. What's that number there?
11.4.
Indeed.
An interesting number would have been the number for Shane Gibson.
Actually, his is there.
You see that?
I think Gibson. He's at 1.6.
1.6 million as well?
Yeah, I think he is.
You know, a lot of there were several debates in the House of Assembly where people were saying that some people came in the House with very little, and 5 years later they're worth a lot.
And it's interesting that.
But I would have thought, you know, based on some of the discussion that you would have heard in the House of Assembly, I would have thought his number would have been a lot higher.
Which one?
Shane Gibson. Yeah.
Why?
So it just goes to show, no. You had several debates in the House of Assembly where parliamentarians from the FNM side were making certain comments about Shane Gibson.
Mm-hmm. They're wealthy. That's good. At least we can have an understanding that with their wealth, there's no need for them to do anything with the public treasury's wealth.
I see. You know, people assume that all the time. People assume that because you are wealthy, that you're not still greedy.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
there is no link between wealth and honesty. In fact, a recent survey was conducted, and they did a survey with wealthy people and ordinary people, Alicia, and wealthy people felt more entitled to take extra stuff than the ordinary persons. So I don't think that you know there is no connection between wealth and honesty. Or poverty and honesty. Mm-hmm. It's all about character.
Did they explain why that is? Why they'd be more inclined to want to take?
Well, there's an entitlement culture among wealthy people. They just believe that they deserve. And so they took more candy than they should have taken.
Right.
And so you know, a lot of Bahamians believe that you know the wealthy will not do extra deals with their family, will not try to get as much as they can. That there is no support for that. There is no support whatsoever for that mindset.
And they're under more pressure too. I'm sure more people are coming to them asking them for stuff.
Yeah, I mean that's it.
I did this for you when you were a nothing, and look at you now, and you can't help me out.
Correct. So that's all. That's always been a part of Bahamian politics, in the sense that. Actually, you know, Branville talks about this. Branville talks about the double dependency syndrome. He says that the some of the electorate are dependent on the politician, and then the politician are dependent on the foreign investor. Mm-hmm. But you'll find, I tell you something, there's a lot of pressure on members of parliament to give people things, like help them pay expenses, like their light, their water, you know, pay for this funeral, and you know my mother's sick, and I need this, and I need that. So there's a lot of pressure here.
Mm-hmm. More money, more problems, eh? But you know, we've had a very rough few years. The recession. Some say we're still in recession, but you have to wonder. See some signs of the economy improving, but for some, it doesn't appear that there was ever a recession. But we also see here that some people's wealth improved and increased during this time. What does that mean?
They're good managers of their wealth. Twice.
Yes.
That's what it means.
You know what they say. The rich get richer. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is also interesting. Is reported in today's Guardian. The combined net worth of the top 10 candidates in the current class of millionaires falls short of the 2007 group. And that's when we had some heavy weights, like Brent Simonet, who at that time was... His net worth was said to be $58 million. Jackson Ritchie, $18.8 million. Chandrise Roll, $16.4 million. Allison Maynard Gibson, $11.6 million. And they're all not offering this time. So, the top 10, the combined net worth of the top 10 this time year. Around, less than 2007. But hey, how much does the public care about this stuff? How much does the public want to know how much the candidates are worth?
I think we want to know. I really think we want to know. I think we are chopping at the bits.
Why? Why do you think know. That is?
It's just juicy details. It's good to know what the candidates are worth.
Are you less inclined to vote for somebody who's only worth $1,000?
No.
What?
No.
You are not.
It doesn't matter.
But what do you think about the rest of the public?
Yeah, I mean, I think
they want wealthy representatives because the character is.
So
that.
Why doesn't it matter to you?
I'm not asking them for anything. Mm-hmm. I have no desire to ask for anything. I think I should work for what I wish to have. Mm-hmm. However, there are many out there who have the reverse mentality in that a rich representative will be to their benefit.
Lester, I know you have an opinion on this.
Yeah, I don't think Bahamian voters are... Bahamian voters want to feel connected to their member of parliament. In fact, I think a huge part of Bahamian politics is we, you down to earth. Mm-hmm. And that we have a feel for who you are, what your character is. They want to feel they know you. Now, being wealthy helps, because when you're wealthy, you can do things, that you can have parties, and you can buy me a drink, and you can do this, and you can do that. And people feel that if they really need you, they can call on you. But I don't think wealth is a deciding factor in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm.
It's a good factor. It's a bonus.
Oh, it certainly is.
Now, what will we do with that knowledge? We will see.
Yeah, it's all about feeling that you. It's all about being able to talk about feeling. It's all about whether or not the person feel their MP.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what difference does it make for the party leader? Does it matter? Let's talk about that. DNA leader, Branville McCartney, is the wealthiest party leader. His wealth has also grown in the past 5 years. McCartney declared a net worth of $6.5 million this week. His declaration in 2007 was $2 million. FNM leader and Prime Minister Hubert Ingram declared a net worth of $1.9 million, and that's a slight increase from the $1.6 million in 2007. And PLP leader Perry Christie declared a net worth of $2 million, and his net worth was at $2.2 million at the end of 2007, so he actually went down a bit, just a bit. Does that matter, whether the party's leader is wealthy, a millionaire?
Once again, for me, it doesn't. I don't think that ensures that they are suited to lead the country. It simply says that they can manage money. Maybe it is a criteria, you know, mm-hmm. that they're able to manage their wealth well enough to ensure that they become wealthy in the millions.
Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to see the breakdown in terms of, so you know most wealthy people in America, for instance, that you'd find they became wealthy because they owned a business, they owned real estate, or they were investors. Generally, I'd be curious to see this breakdown. This let's say look at the breakdown and say Branford McCartney went from 2 million to 6.5, which is a pretty big jump in 5 years. I'd be curious to see what makes that up. Maybe he bought a business, maybe he got some new real estate. I'd be very curious to see what makes that up. Okay, that's what, a 300% increase?
We can't tell you. You know the numbers better than we do.
We want to hear from the public. I'm going to open up the phone lines and hear what you have to say about that.